Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Mann. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Dennis O'Keefe in the story titled A Question of Eligibility. And now, Act One Curtain. Midwest University had pulled out all the stops for the big homecoming game with State. With All-American Biff White, a one-man pigskin riot, Midwest was rightfully optimistic. I guess there was only one man on campus who didn't join in that optimism, Professor Everly Gilmore. Professor Gilmore was worried, but let him tell the story. He knows it better than anyone.
Yes, I guess I was worried. I hadn't been away from college and football too long myself. And Biff was really a swell kid, likable and friendly. I didn't want to hurt him if I could in any way, but I guess it was inevitable. I'd returned to my little office in Barker Hall that afternoon. My girl Friday at the time was Betty Walsh, major in the department. Worked for me a couple of hours each day. She looked up as I entered.
Oh, hello, Professor.
Hello, Betty. How are you coming?
Oh, I'm all through. Gee, what a huge stack of papers.
Have them all graded?
All graded. Every last one of them.
How was, Biff White's paper?
Let me see it. 35.
35? Well, that's an excellent score for a 9-hole golf course.
Professor, what about this eligibility slip of Biff's?
Can't we hold that up a little while?
Oh, look, they've been calling all afternoon from the ad building.
Oh, they have. Well, there's only one thing I can do, Betty. Call the ad building and tell them Biff is down in Chem 1. I can't sign his eligibility slip.
Oh, but Professor, that means Biff won't be able to play in the homecoming game Saturday.
Well, he could. But you know as well as I do what chance he'd have of passing a makeup.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've got a class. Be back in an hour or so. I went to my class, but I must admit I didn't give much of a lecture that day. I had Biff's situation on my mind. I wasn't worried about the university authorities backing me up, but I was worried about Biff. He had a habit of taking advantage of you and, making you like it. But there had to be a limit someplace, and so I adjourned my class a few minutes early and walked back over to my office.
Oh, hello, Professor.
Hello, buddy.
Gee, I'm glad you're back.
What's the matter?
Matter? I've been answering telephone calls all afternoon.
Well, good. I'm getting popular.
Oh, well, I'd say unpopular. Look, Coach Adams, the graduate manager, and the president of the Alumni Association all want you to call them.
The pressure groups. We'll take care of them.
Yes, Biff White's here to see you.
Oh, he is? All right, you scamper along, Betty, and send Biff in.
All right. The professor will see you now, Biff.
Thank you. Hiya, Pop.
Sit down, Biff, sit down.
Thanks. Well, how did I do, Prof?
You don't have to ask me that, do you?
No, I guess not.
Biff, that was a pretty miserable midterm you wrote.
I know, Prof, but that was a tough quiz. You threw us an Einstein special.
That so?
Sure. Why, the guy who wrote the book couldn't have passed that quiz.
Quite a few in the class managed to pass it, Biff. Quite a few.
But they're all geniuses. And besides, Prof, I haven't told you until now. The day I took that quiz, I didn't have my Phi Beta key in my pocket.
Oh, now look, Biff. Listen, this is no kidding matter.
You're telling me. Prof, I want to play in that homecoming game Saturday. Give me a break.
Oh, I'm sorry, Biff. You should have thought of that when you were cutting all those classes. I warned you a long time ago that you'd have to dig in. Chemistry is no pipe course.
I'll turn over a new leaf, Prof. I promise you.
Oh, I wish I could, Biff. I wish I could. But you've said that before.
Yes, so I did. Well, could I have a makeup?
If you want one, yes. I can give it to you, say, tomorrow afternoon. But it'll be tough, Biff. Just as tough as the other one. And it doesn't give you much time, either.
Why, Prof, you underestimate me. Why, I might come in tomorrow and amaze you with my knowledge of the fact that H2O is water.
Are you sure of that, Biff? I couldn't help feeling sorry for him, especially that night. I could see him sweating it out, burning the midnight oil, cramming for an exam, which, though I didn't tell him, I knew he couldn't pass.
It's no use, Johnny. I'll never make it. I'm going to give it up and get to bed.
But, Biff, I keep telling you it'll be a cinch if you'll do it my way.
Yeah?
Sure. Prof Gilmore never proctors a quiz. You'll be all alone. All you have to do is crib it. A few crib notes. That's all.
Maybe you're right, Johnny. Maybe you're right.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Question of Eligibility, starring Dennis O'Keefe. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
This summer, 350,000 men of the National Guard will go into the field for 15 days of intensified training. They are citizen soldiers and airmen who are voluntarily giving up their time so they will be better prepared to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. Those of you who employ guardsmen can repay their personal sacrifice by giving them military leave for those 15 days in addition to regular vacations. Many employers make up the difference in military and civilian pay or grant full pay to guardsmen during this period of military leave. It is their contribution to national security and local welfare. If you are asked to give a guardsman military leave, don't hesitate. By supporting the National Guard, you will be assuring yourself and your country of continued integrity and security. Now back to the show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of A Question of Eligibility, starring Dennis O'Keefe as the young professor of chemistry, Eberly Gilmore. Midwest University's hopes for victory in the homecoming game nosedived with the declaration of Biff White's ineligibility. And most everybody on the campus spoke of Professor Gilmore as the traitor to the cause.
Yes, they didn't like it. And I can't say that I blamed them. They wanted to win that homecoming game, and they knew what Biff's presence on the team meant. The news that Biff was to take a makeup got around, and, well, that helped a little. But still, on campus, I was referred to as, what's that uncomplimentary word that rhymes with mouse? That is, of course, to everyone except the dean.
Eberly, I called you in. I wanted to compliment you on your stand in this situation with Biff White.
Well, I hardly deserve any credit, Dean. That should go to the conference committee, which makes the rules.
Nevertheless, we don't want athletic bums in this university.
Biff White is no athletic bum, Dean. As a matter of fact, he's quite a competent student when he decides to be one.
But that's just the point. We must at all times emphasize scholastic standing, mind you. And this is an excellent case in point.
Scholastic standing. I remember now the dean's Adam's apple bobbed up and down as he said it. And I almost wished for a moment that I hadn't decided against Biff. Only I knew the dean was basically right. That afternoon, Biff came over to take the exam. Poor kid. It looked like he'd been drawn through my landlady's ringer.
Well, Prof, give me the list with the bad news on it.
Here you are, Biff. Only 10 questions. Take as much time as you want with them.
Thanks, Prof.
And come into my office when you're finished.
Okay.
Well, Biff, it's not like you. You're nervous.
I was up a little late last night, Prof. Or didn't you know?
Back in my office, I got to wondering about Biff. He was nervous, edgy. Suddenly, a thought struck me. I tried to kick it out of my mind, but I couldn't. And then I acted on impulse. I had to be sure. I walked quickly out of my office, across the hall to a door. It led to a little used alcove above and next to the chemistry classroom. I opened the door, hurried quietly up the stairs, pulled back the dusty curtain just enough to reveal the classroom below. My fears were justified. Biff was there, working feverishly, with the crib notes spread all around him. I was thunderstruck. I returned to my office to wait for him.
Here you are, Prof.
Thank you, Biff. Wow. Well, this is very interesting. From the looks of this, you must have really crammed last night.
Sure. Just ask me anything, Prof. I've got all the answers.
Yes, I think you have. Matter of fact, Biff, I'm darn proud of you.
You must be kidding, Prof. That's a blank sheet of paper you're looking at.
Yes, Biff. But at the same time, it's the finest examination I've ever read. Let's go over to the ad building and tell them you're up in Chem 1. Really up.
The curtain falls on Act 2 of A Question of Eligibility, starring Dennis O'Keefe. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizen Army, the National Guard, presents Bill Williams. Be sure to join us, won't you? Till then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars on this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.